USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Congress to extend the CDC's eviction ban. This comes in response to the nation's spike in COVID-19 cases. The moratorium is set to expire this weekend. The bickering regarding mask mandates continues on Capitol Hill. Louisiana Republican Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy and North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis joined Fox News to discuss the mask mandate for people who visit and work at the House chamber.
You'd like to know the data behind it? I'm a doc. I want data. CDC is saying that a certain percentage of patients, even if they've been vaccinated, can get infected and spread it to others, and they're just as likely to spread it if they get infected. I haven't seen that data. That's what they're saying.
Republicans are angry with the inconsistencies and changing messages regarding mask mandates. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration is having second thoughts regarding a policy reversal.
The Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum at the southern border to fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent rise in new infections due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place for now. The administration was expected to begin to loosen the Trump-era restrictions at the end of July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
Today marks an important deadline for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Those who had been previously diagnosed with an illness related to the 9/11 attacks that was certified before July 29, 2019, have until today to enroll in the fund in order to receive a potential payout. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A crime wave is continuing in California. The search is on for two thieves who targeted a makeup store in Calabasas, California earlier this week. Video clearly shows two suspects stuffing garbage bags with stolen perfumes. A store employee says she stepped in to use her training.
When we see people stealing, we are told to go up and basically customer service them, which means go up and like say, hey, like, can I help you with anything? Kind of like in a way to try to get them to stop or to run away. I was just holding one of the fragrances in my hand, and I remember the girl literally turning to me and snatching it out of my hand. I remember feeling her nails, like, on my hand, like, scratch my hand. And that even shocked me because we've never had anybody touch us before.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Darren Joseph says criminals now know they won't be prosecuted for petty crimes.
Crime does pay right now across this country. Criminals know that they have the green light to pretty much do what they want to do because they were in an era where we coddled criminals instead of holding them accountable. So they're pretty much getting away with not just thefts, but my concern mostly is the human toll. We're seeing human beings who are being assaulted at a higher rate where I work, aggravated assaults, robberies, and things occur all the time, and now the criminals just have no fear of consequences because they know they're going to get slapped on the wrist. It's going to be a revolving door. The case is going to get rejected. And as a result, they're going to continue to victimize people and make it really, really hard for the service providers and the real heroes in my community who are trying to make a difference.
For USA Radio News,